What is all this light here, that shineth so bright here on my black beard? For to see this sight here, a man may be afright here, for I am afeard.
Afeard for a fray now, may we be all now. Ah, yet it is night, yet seems it day now. Never soothly to say now, see I such a sight.
Such a sight seeming, and a light gleaming, let me for to look, all to my deeming, for a star streaming, it to be stroke.
So they're all somewhat blinded by this, and of course we have an additional implication as to what these shepherds look like, because one of them has a black beard, as was mentioned earlier, and now Garcias reappears.
That star, if it stand, to seek will I found, though my sight fail. While I may live in land, why should I stand if it will avail? A god's might is, in yonder star light is, of the sun this sight is, as it now seems.
It seems as I now see, a bright star for to be, there to abide. From it we may not flee, but aye, glow on the glee, till it down glide. Fellows, will we kneel down on our knee, after comfort to the true Trinity, for to lead us to see our elders' Lord.
Our Lord will us eatlier in our prayer, whereto it will append. And why on height here the air is so clear, now shall we back Kent.
Lord of this light, send us some sight why that it is sent. Before this night was I never so affright of the firmament.
Nor I, by my faith, now is it nigh day, so was it never. Therefore I pray thee sooth us to say, or that we desever.
And then an angel sings, glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man of good will, etc. And this is another incidence of music in the play. There is going to be some more music later on. But of course the pastors, being not necessarily great singers themselves, will now have a bit of an argument as they try to recreate the song that they have heard, because they will have misheard it slightly. So by all means, do attempt to sing it in emulation of the angel that you have just heard. Good luck, shepherds.
Fellows in fear, may ye not hear this muting on high?
In glory and in glee, yet no man was near within our sight.
Nay, it was a glory. Now I am sorry. Without more song.
Of this strange story, such mirth more I would have among.
As I then deemed, Celsus, it seemed, that he sang so.
While the light leaned, a reeking we weaned, I wist never who.
What song was this, say ye, that he sang for us all three? Expounded shall it be, or hear heaven pass. For I am eldest of degree, and also best, it seems to me. It was glorium, glorium, with a glee. It was neither more nor less.
Nay, nay, it was glor, glor, glorious. Methought that note went over the house. A seemly man he was, and curious, but soon away he was.
Nay, it was glorum, glorum, with a glow, and much of Celsus was there too, as ever have I rest of roe. Much he spake of glass.
Nay, it was neither glass nor glee. Therefore, fellow, now stand by.
By my faith, he was some spy, our sheep for to steal. Or else he was a man of our craft, for seemingly he was a wondrous deft.
Nay, he came by night, all things left, our tups with tar to tail.
Nay, on a glaw, and on glare, and glee. Good Gabriel, when he so glored, when he sang, I might not be sorry. For through my breastbone blotting he bored.
Nay, by God, it was a gloria, said Gabriel when he said so. He had a much better voice than had I, as in heaven all other have so.
We'll hear how he sings Celsius, for on that sadly he set him. Neither sings sir, nor so well sis, nay, pex, merry maud, when shall had met him.
One time he touched on ta, and thereto I took good intent. All heaven might not have gone ha that note on high when he uphent.
And after a pax or of peace, up as a pie he piped. Such a leaden this is no lass, never in my life me so liked.
Upon hominibus he muted, that much marvel to me was, and I quote when he so shooted. I durst not heed where that it was.
Yeah. So they've all been cocking up quite interestingly, and hopefully in live performance this would work, as everyone's bouncing off each other and insisting that each other is wrong. It should get funnier and funnier and funnier as it goes along. If we could just ask Dictionary Corner, I quite like quok. Quocke. I have no idea. I could be croaked or something along those. I quaked, yes, could be quaked, but I think we'll look it up anyway because it's quite nice. Anyway, Tertius Pastor, please continue.
Yet he sang more than all this, for some word is worthy of fodder. For he sang bone voluntaris, that is a crop that passed all other.
Yet he sang more too, from my mind it shall not start. He sang also of a deo.
Don't continue that thought. We're not paying for the copyright.
He thought that healed my heart, and that word terror he tamed. Thereto I took good intent, and Pax also may not be blamed for that to this song I have sent.
Now pray we to him with good intent, and sing I will and me unbrace, that he will het us to be kent, and to send us of his grace.
Now sith I have all my will, never in this world so well I was, sing we now, I read a shrill, a merry song to us solace.
Now sing on, let us say, some song will I assay. All men now sings after me, for music of me learn ye may.
And at which point they all sing, and it is noted in the script that they sing Trolley Lolly Lolly Loo, a traditional air, I presume. However, just to make a note from earlier, when we talked about quok, it was indeed quaked. Well done, whoever came up with that one. Marvellous. However, having finished the singing, and we assume it's quite accomplished singing at this point, for all the earlier, this probably should be quite beautiful and presumably in a four-part harmony, so it's probably a lovely moment. However, Garcias now continues. News as they think they should now follow this star.
Now wend we forth to Bethlehem, that is best our song to be, for to see the star gleam, the fruit also of that maiden free.
Now follow we the star that shines, till we come to that holy stable. To Bethlehem bend we our lines, follow we it without any fable.
Follow it we that hireth full fast, such a friend loath were us to fail. Launch on, I will not be the last upon Mary for to marvel.
I love that, the sense of urgency, you know, hurry up. I don't want to be the last, there'll be a queue. And the stage direction says they go to Bethlehem. Of course, those people who have been paying attention and know the story already should have noted that at no point have they really been told anything yet. They haven't really understood what the angel says, but suddenly they already know everything that they're about to encounter. We haven't had an appearance of the angel speaking to them yet. That is about to happen. So it's an interesting slightly backwards. They're suddenly, by some kind of divine inspiration, have figured out what they're supposed to do, and now they go to Bethlehem, and we assume there is some kind of travelling that occurs between places, or maybe they move around the audience. There are issues about that which come up in the next play, which are quite interesting. Anyway, Tertius Pastor, and stand by Angel.
Stint now, go no more steps. For now the star begins to stand hereby. That good being our haps, we see by this our Saviour is found.
Shepherds, of this sight be ye not affright, for this is God's might, takes this in mind. To Bethlehem go now right. There ye shall see in sight that Christ is born tonight to Kiva, all mankind.
Oh, just pause there. I like Kiva. I think we've had it before, but K-E-V-E-R. Let's have a little look at that. And the angel now disappears.
To Bethlehem take we the way, for with you I think to wind the Prince of Peace for to pray, heaven to have at our end. And sing we all, I read, some mirth to his majesty, for certain now see we it indeed, the King's Son of Heaven is he.
Sim, securely, here I see Mary, and Jesus Christ fast by, lapped in hay.
Kneel we down in high, and pray we him of mercy, and welcome him worthily, that woe does away.
Away all our woes is, and many man's moe is. Christ, Lord, let us kiss the cratch of thy clothes.